Stai ascoltando i podcast di Radio Bue, la web radio degli studenti dell'Università di Padova, www.radiobue.it.
Radio Didattica. Contenitore multimediale di approfondimenti formativi.
Corso di Decentralized Cooperation, professoressa Valmorbida, anno accademico 2009-2010.
We are presenting here the program of the local democracy agencies and the association of the local democracy agencies. The program has been created by the Congress of Local and Regional Authorities of the Council of Europe in 1993. The first initial concept was based on the local democracy embassies, and it was proposed by Cause Commune Belgique, supported by Cause Commune Suisse, two associations gathering local authorities both in Belgium and Switzerland, which were basically proposing to the Council of Europe to establish city-to-city cooperation and support to the communities in difficulties in the Balkans in 1993. The program was therefore established, and it included in the resolution 251 of the year 1993 the description of what the LDAs are still today. Each local democracy agency is based on the support of European partners, a network of civil society groups and cities or regions in Europe engaged for a common objective in a specific country which is going through a difficult transitional period or after a conflict. The networks of the partners are hosted in a host municipality, which is usually expressing its wish to have the local democracy agency, and which is by definition not the capital of the country, but some decentralized city which has a particular critical interest for the whole national context. The LDAs are also run by a delegate, which is who is the responsible of the field operation and representing the whole partnership. With the resolution 73 from the year 1998, the name local democracy embassies was changed into local democracy agencies, because several of the country states of the Council of Europe complain about the terms of embassies. All the local democracy agencies have a similar role, which is to contribute to the improvement of life conditions, to foster peaceful coexistence and development of civil society, to combat racism, to strengthen the democratic process, to commit itself to a pluralistic civil society, and to protect multicultural and multi-religious societies, to encourage the development of MBAs and pluralistic information, to encourage microeconomic project development and reconstruction aid in general, to promote dialogue and mediation. The program was initially run by the Congress of Local and Regional Authorities thanks to a standing committee composed of experts and members of the Congress and, of course, the Secretariat of the Congress itself. During its first year of activities and before the creation of the association in 1999, the contact with the LDAs was direct in terms of financing. The LDAs received several funding from the Council of Europe. However, in 1999, we decided, and I was part of this process, to create an association of the local democracy agencies. Otherwise, and we are convinced about that, the program would have not continued and it would have stopped, because the Council of Europe would not have had enough energy and determination and motivation to continue. We therefore established the association, including several municipalities which were supporting the local democracy agencies. The association has the support of the Council of Europe, which is included in its governing board, and which is still sponsoring the association for many years, even though it stopped doing so a few years ago. The Association of the Local Democracy Agencies managed to obtain several successes, and it is among its strategies to create a sense of identity of the whole program. Before the institution of the association, the LDAs have had no coordination of their activities. Now there is a general program including the activities, the initiatives, the vision of the agencies. So, a sense of identity. Second, a sense of ownership. In the past, the municipalities and regions engaged in the local democracy agencies were not able to participate in the policy making regarding the agencies. Today, the association gives each member the potentiality to be part of the General Assembly, Governing Board and Bureau and being elected in the decision-making bodies of the association. The Association of the LDAs also managed to win its challenge as for the co-funding and the funding initiatives. Indeed, it was therefore possible to establish an independent body, which has its possibility to apply to several funding, international donor and local donors. The Association of the Local Democracy Agencies is today one of the main key European stakeholders to support a civil society and local governance in Europe.
Radio Didattica. Contenitore multimediale di approfondimenti formativi.
Stai ascoltando i podcast di Radio Bue, la web radio degli studenti dell'Università di Padova, www.radiobue.it.